Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, Tom Merritt here, host of Know a Little More. Longtime listeners know we put these episodes out in batches, aka seasons, because it takes some work to dig down and research them. But not all of you are longtime listeners, meaning you haven't heard all the episodes. Add to that the fact that things change, stuff gets updated, facts become clear. So we've decided to take the time between batches of new episodes to re-release some of the older ones. This episode is Thunderbolt 4. We have added a slight bit to it about Apple's M1 Max, but mostly it's the same as the original episode. Enough of the preamble. Let's begin about Thunderbolt 4. It's faster, right? No, but it's better than USB 4, maybe? Wait, the cable and the port look exactly the same as Thunderbolt 3 and USB-C. What's going on here? Let's help you know a little more about Thunderbolt 4. First, let's start with what Thunderbolt is. Thunderbolt is a brand name. It's a hardware interface developed by Intel in collaboration with Apple. It's essentially a protocol for transferring data, implemented in some specialized controller hardware inside your computer and its connected devices. These days, it's easy for a user to confuse it with USB-C because it uses the same connector. Old-time Thunderbolt users will remember that Thunderbolt 1 and 2 used the DisplayPort connector. Thunderbolt 3 and 4 use USB-C. But it's not USB. It actually combines PCI Express, or PCIe, and DisplayPort, and then adds a provision for DC power. Though, it also supports USB if you need it. So, it kind of is USB, plus a whole lot more. Thunderbolt can handle up to 6 connected peripherals through one port. You do that with a combination of hubs or devices by connecting each Thunderbolt device to the other until the last one in the chain connects to your computer. So let's say you have a hard drive and an external GPU connected to a 2-port Thunderbolt 3 hub, and then that's connected to another drive that can be connected to a display with 2 ports connected to a computer, stuff like that. But what does Thunderbolt actually do? To oversimplify, it takes the data from each device in a few lanes and then sends them, or multiplexes them, to the computer. At the other end, the Thunderbolt controller demultiplexes them and sends them along to the PCIe or DisplayPort hardware in the computer, like a PCIe graphics card, for instance. The original Thunderbolt cables carried 4 lanes of data, 2 of them for output, 2 of them for input. Each pair of output and input lanes handled up to 10 gigabits per second. Now, originally, Thunderbolt cables were all optical fiber. You may recall Thunderbolt was originally marketed as light peak. Eventually, they figured out how to do the same speed over copper, which was cheaper. So most current Thunderbolt cables are copper. That's where Apple came in. It co-developed the copper version with Intel. And originally, Apple registered the Thunderbolt trademark, which it then transferred to Intel. Intel's still developing an optical version of Thunderbolt, along with Corning, by the way. You can buy optical Thunderbolt 3 cables up to 30 meters long, aka 100 feet. They're not cheap, though. Okay, so over the course of developing the Thunderbolt, the specs increased. Thunderbolt 2 allowed the 2 10 gigabit per second duplex lanes to be used together to achieve 20 gigabits per second through something called channel aggregation. Though the actual bandwidth was technically the same as Thunderbolt 1, the higher achievable speed, though, allowed it to handle 4K video. Thunderbolt 3 changed from using the DisplayPort connector to the USB-C connector. It was able to handle 4 10 gigabit per second lanes, increasing the maximum bandwidth to 40 gigabits per second. And in addition to PCIe and DisplayPort, it added support for USB 3.1 at 10 gigabits per second. Thunderbolt 3 also needed half the power of Thunderbolt 2. That let it drive two 4K monitors at 60 Hz, though manufacturers didn't have to support two 4K displays, so not all Thunderbolt 3 ports did. It also increased power delivery from 10 to 15 watts, and with USB power delivery, it could source or sync up to 100 watts. Special active cables were needed for cables more than a half a meter or 1.5 feet, though less expensive USB-C cables can be used on Thunderbolt 3 ports. They just don't get the full speed benefit, though they do work a little faster than USB 3.1. In 2018, Intel released Thunderbolt 3 royalty-free, and on March 4th, 2019, it was released to the USB Implementers Forum, or USBIF, to be used royalty-free as the basis for USB 4. See our USB 4 episode. The USB 4 spec was released in August 2019, based on the Thunderbolt 3 spec, though Thunderbolt 3 still only supports USB 3.1. Wrap your head around that. That brings us to Thunderbolt 4. Its spec was released in July 2020. It's backwards compatible, so all Thunderbolt 3 cables and accessories will work with Thunderbolt 4, and Thunderbolt 4 supports USB 4, which is backwards compatible with previous USB. Otherwise, Thunderbolt 4 takes a lot of things that Thunderbolt 3 could do, but didn't always do them, and it makes them all mandatory. Thunderbolt 4 implementations must support dual 4K displays. Remember, Thunderbolt 3 said, manufacturers don't have to do it, and they often didn't. Thunderbolt 4 makes them do it. Thunderbolt 4 also supports one 8K display. It also requires Intel's direct memory access protection, known as virtualization for directed I/O, or sometimes VTD. This creates a separate memory pocket for your transfer data, and that means someone with physical access to your machine can't just plug something into the Thunderbolt port and read what's in memory and steal your encryption keys or gain access and install malware. The bandwidth for Thunderbolt 4 remains at 40 gigabits per second, but you still might see a speed boost sometimes, since Thunderbolt 4 supports PCIe bandwidth of 32 gigabits per second, which is twice what Thunderbolt 3 supported for PCIe. Some solid-state drives support this too, meaning some data retrieval and storage could be faster over a Thunderbolt 4 cable, which is great for things like video transfer. You may wonder why you need 40 gigabits per second on your Thunderbolt cable if PCIe can only do 32 gigabits per second. And it's a good question. Remember, you can daisy chain stuff. So let's say you put one 4K display, a USB 3.1 device, and Ethernet all on one Thunderbolt 4 port. That would use just a bit more than 25 megabits per second. Now, add a second 4K display to that daisy chain, and you've maxed out. So that 32 gigabit per second PCIe device will likely have to be on a Thunderbolt port alone if you want full speed. Oh, and full speed can happen over a cable up to 2 meters long now. Thunderbolt 4 also supports accessories having 4 Thunderbolt ports themselves. Thunderbolt 3 docks can only do 2. Thunderbolt 4 requires wake from sleep when a computer is connected to a Thunderbolt dock. So you touch the keyboard or mouse, it wakes up. Yeah, Thunderbolt 3 did not require that. And any computer that wants Thunderbolt 4 certification must make at least one of its Thunderbolt 4 ports a charging port up to 100 watts. So, how do you get it? You probably buy a new computer. To get Thunderbolt 4, you'll need a computer that has it, which usually comes along with Intel's Tiger Lake chip, though Apple supports Thunderbolt 4 on its machines that use its own M1 ARM-based Apple silicon. How can you tell if a computer has Thunderbolt 4? Not easily. Go up and knock. Do you have Thunderbolt 4? It won't answer you. The port looks just like USB-C, so you can't tell by looking. However, if you look close enough, Thunderbolt ports have a Lightning logo by them. Which helps, but that still doesn't tell you which version. So you'll have to dig into a machine's specs in the operating system or on the box. Cables, on the other hand, will have the lightning bolt symbol and the number 4. So, do you need Thunderbolt 4? Well, if you want to make sure you can handle 2 4K monitors, then yeah. Or if you transfer a lot of data from external drives, like for video editing, and want that faster data transfer, then yeah. Otherwise, right now it's still a nice to have. And it's still confusing port and cable-wise, since all these ports and cables look the same now. But I hope we helped you reduce that confusion just a little. In other words, I hope you know a little more about Thunderbolt 4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.